All right. Hello, everybody. Coach Lisa here with you tonight. We are going to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. So let me know. Oh, I gotta open the chat up. Let me know in the chat that you're here, that you can hear me, that all is well. Hello, Carly. It's nice to see everybody. On this call, you can raise your hand for coaching. That's what we're here for. So make sure that you're raising your hand to be coached. You can, oh, hi, Susan and Estelle. Hi, Estelle. It is nice to see everybody tonight. Hey, Steph. Okay. Yes. Hi, Audrey. It is nice to see you. Some of you that know me, that have seen me on other calls, will see I am in a different background. I moved last week. Thursday, we moved. So I'm just still getting set up and figuring out where things go. So probably won't stay like this. And I know you are probably all missing my hummingbird. Me too. Except right now, it's actually hanging in the hallway on the way to my office. So I'm kind of loving that. But yeah, the move went as well as could be expected. And I'm here and I'm set up and we have internet and everything. So I'm looking forward to everybody. Oh, hello, Denise. In the chat, make sure you've set your chat to everyone, not just hosts and panelists, because then everybody can see it. I'll do my best to keep up, but feel free to chat amongst yourselves. Before we to get really into the coaching, I wanted to talk about this candy challenge. Have all of you heard about the candy challenge yet? Because I've suspected some people haven't heard about it. Oh, Mel says she moved Saturday. Yeah, see, that's smart, Mel, to not have to do it all in one day. We sold one house and bought the next house all in the same day. So we ended up like picnicking on the side of the road, waiting to get keys to the new house, but it worked. Okay, so yes, the candy challenge, it is starting today. Right? It is starting today, I believe, October 15th. And the challenge is you're going to pick your favorite candy. You're going to pick what it is you like to eat. Oh, does it start Monday? Well, thank you, Candy, for updating. It starts Monday. Everybody, it starts Monday. I was looking for that and I didn't see it. So we're going to start Monday on the 20th. I love it. I love the 20th. That's a just a random day. I mean, it is a Monday, but you can start whenever you really want. And what we're going to want, though, is we want you to be really paying attention to whatever comes up, right? You're going to be choosing what and how much you're going to have. Has everybody thought about it? Thought about what you're going to have? I'd love some ideas. I was kind of thinking I might get those 2-bite brownies because they are something I love. Or if I can find something like that. I'm just thinking of something that I can find that I can eat over a number of days. Mel says she's going to do trail mix. That would be a good idea. Hershey. Oh, Hershey late last month. Carol asks, what is the challenge? Well, so the challenge is that you're going to be having this food or drink. I like that, Mary, that you tried it with wine, but having that food or drink every day for 30 days, and you're gonna, as you're doing it, you're gonna be paying attention to what comes up. What we really want is for you to be enjoying it, right? That's the point. We're gonna learn how to be really present and truly enjoying whatever the food is that you've chosen. Like relearning how to eat this stuff in a way that works for you. Right? I want you to be listening for whatever thoughts come up and practicing ping-ponging them. Like, what are you going to answer it with? And taking your time. I made some notes. So, taking your time, reminding yourself it's okay, whatever the thoughts are, make note of them, bring them to Ask Coaches, post about them in Facebook. You can even email in to support@pnptribe.com. But what that's really going to teach us is how to practice listening and rewiring whatever goes through your mind when you eat that food. You know, you might be thinking, oh, I shouldn't be having this. And, you know, or Literally, I'll tell you one that I just had. When Mary said she was going to be doing it with wine, I'm like, oh, ooh, I could have wine every day. That's an interesting thought, right? Like, would I really want that even? Is that, would I truly enjoy it? You know what my brain says? I might find out I don't actually enjoy drinking wine as much. So you got to think about that, right? That's what is the food that you think you love and that you're like, yeah, I can't wait to, I would love to have that every day for a whole month. Yeah, everybody saw Corinne's Blondie challenge. I swear to God, I don't even think I ever had a blondie. Someone else made homemade monster cookies. That sounds tasty. And yeah, definitely is going to help. Okay, dark chocolate minis, cheese and crackers, Hershey's Kisses or popcorn. I love it. Cocoa Cuvée chocolates. Estelle, those sound amazing. And yes, Estelle, you also asked if I was still in the Toronto area. Yeah, I moved like 10 minutes away from where I used to live. So very close in a tiny little town called Greenbank. So it's lovely. Pumpkin Reese's. Yes. Renee, what a great idea. I know somebody last year that did, one of my clients did that. I think it was those pumpkin Reese's, bought the bag from Costco and then ended up doing very similar kind of to what this challenge is. But working with me in private coaching. So, Sophie says, don't know how to choose. I've been ha experiencing new allergies. Yeah, so you may need to be keeping an eye on that. You definitely don't want to do something that's going to trigger an allergic reaction if you're not sure. But maybe something in between that you can try it with. All right, so. Oh, pecan tarts. That sounds amazing too. So we've got some great things. I can't wait to see photos and pictures and hear all of the things that come up for you as you try these things out. I think it's great too to talk about on this call because that's kind of some things like that are what get in our way of making progress. And here we're going to talk about how to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. This could be one of those things for you. It could be all of the stories that are going on in your mind about different foods. So I love it so much. All right. If you have specific questions for me, make sure you post them in the Q&A so that I see them. We do have a hand raised. I only have one hand raised though, so I hope that more of you raise your hand. So we're not cutting off this call short. All right, Carly, I am going to promote you to panelists. Glad to see you. Hello. I think this is drier than my last house. I feel like I've been drinking and drinking and drinking. Hello, Carly. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. So I'm not in tears this time getting on the call with you because, yeah,
Okay.
last month was my first coaching call ever. So I just had that, like, whoo,
Do you know how much I wanted to
strong
say
emotion.
yet? I want us yet, Carly, yet. We might get
Yeah,
there.
true. Yeah, I
It's not,
might.
these are
No, I'm
not
actually
bad things.
very proud of myself. So unless
Oh,
it's
I'm
tears of
so,
joy,
hey, so let's go.
been a
Tell us
good.
what you're proud of.
So last month we talked about my habits. I had all the data. I still have all the data. Now I have complete data to share.
I love
So
it.
while I have, so when I met with you last month, I was 236.8 as of last Friday because you challenged me not to jump on the scale except for once a week, not to do the daily weigh-ins, which the first time, and I did write in to ask coaches. And the feeling kind of like disappeared a little bit, but like that initial like not jumping on the scale for a few days was a little overwhelming to me. I kept on having thoughts like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like I don't know what's going on. You know, am I on the right track? But then the data started showing up as habits forming, and throughout the month, I started increasing on those habits. So 236.8 last month when we met on September 17th. And as of Friday the 10th, I'm 236.1. So a loss of 0.7.
Hey.
In that time frame, we had some time off. I gained some weight. So I didn't really have a loss in September when I jumped on the scale after I got back from vacation. I was
Okay.
up. I was okay with it because my data showed me differently.
Okay.
And I, as of last Friday, I was down 1.9 from that initial weigh-in. So feeling good, feeling
But
good.
you
And
have figured out how to move the scale.
it seems like I have, yeah.
Okay, so
So this is.
tell us, tell everybody, what is it?
So you challenged me with water that like it was like I started with one thing thinking weekends were my pitfall and everything, and it ended up being really water. And that's what you challenged me to do is to get more water in. So
Yeah.
while I'm not perfect and I'm not aiming for perfect, since last month, I was last month as of 9/17, I was 70% on track with my water. As of right now, I'm 86%. So for the first 15 days, 86% of the time.
Oh, look. Come
And I have tea.
on.
There's tea in this cup, not coffee. So I hit my 64 ounces after this call and feeling good about it. So as a result, all of my habits kind of went up that were kind of lagging behind,
Yeah.
doing better with eating too enough and only eating when I was hungry. You coach someone after me and you mentioned in that because after I listened to the replay, it's like, oh, okay. More things I have to do, which is cool. But I also saw that you challenged me to only eat when I was hungry because I kind of was like, oh, I got that down pat. But really, I've been stretching it out, especially in the morning because I'm not a big breakfast eater. So I would always feel like I have to eat before I started working. And then like it would just kind of develop. So now I'm just kind of pushing out. So like today, my win was I picked up like a baked good for my daughter at a bakery. I put it on my plan to pick it up one as well. And I waited until I went to the bakery, which was like 9:30 this morning, to pick it up. And then we ate together. So stretching it out.
Amazing. In a
So
comfortable way, like it feels good and it feels like you're not.
like just listening to my body, not looking at the watch. Now, dinner time is like different just because I shared with you last month with my daughter and her eating discomforts that dinner time we eat together. We all eat together. So sometimes I'm eating when I'm not hungry, but I'm not like extending eating time because I have
Okay,
like
so
I.
that is your next thing to work on. Because I want you to think about doable hunger works both ways. It works for how long has it been since I've eaten? Like, does it make sense? Do I really need to eat? How far out is it until I'm eating again? Is this a sweet spot that I need to eat? So, because for you, and for some people, it might be other meals, teachers, it's sometimes lunches, stuff like that. I want you to be thinking about that to start planning your day. If you know dinner is at a certain time, well, then some people have like a cutoff time of like, okay, I'm not eating past 4. Or even if I do get slightly hungry, have some water, right? It's like sort of really planning it so that you are hungry. That's the only difference that dinner needs to be for you to be able to.
So if I'm pushing out breakfast, like I have breakfast at like 9:30. And then I get hungry again, like around 1:30, and we have dinner usually by 5 o'clock.
So you want to eat a doable amount
Doable
at
amount at lunch.
1:30. Yes, at lunch.
Okay. So cut
Like,
back on the lunchtime.
yeah, cut back on the lunch so that you are hungry for dinner.
Okay.
Some trial and error will help you figure out what that is because it may not be the same enough at that time as it would be if, you're eating like the way you ate breakfast. The way you eat breakfast, you're going to eat whenever you eat it. And you're just going to eat to what feels like enough. And then,
Right.
as you can wait till whenever for lunch, but because there's that time limit of when you want to be eating dinner, you want to plan for hunger at that time.
Okay. That's gonna be a little bit, I feel like more challenging to get to.
So, one way to maybe help you is Stop calling it breakfast and lunch. It's like the first time you eat and the second time you eat. Even
That
if you eat
sounds familiar.
three times, does it? Is
It
that okay?
unfortunately, yeah.
Okay.
We kind of did the same thing with my daughter when she was going through things. Like we didn't call the meals. We just called it meal one, meal two, meal three, et cetera,
Yeah, so
instead of.
same thing, right?
Yeah.
Same thing, because it is very much that's all it is. It's just a time when you sit down and eat. It also opens it up to you can eat whatever you want.
True.
So if your breakfast isn't till, I don't know, 10:30, 11, and you're like, you know what, I'm kind of feeling lunch, have your lunch. Have whatever you want. Like your
Yeah,
plan
I'm
could
kind of
be more like your
unconventional when
menu.
it comes to eating already.
Yeah.
Like I already do that. Like I had last week, I had like a lunch for breakfast and breakfast for lunch. So I don't
Perfect. See, you're already
have
halfway there.
haircut. Well, I just wanted to give you an update because it's just been great
Halfway there.
work.
So
Not work this
that's
week.
like, yeah, no. I love it. I think we need to
Unfortunately, it
share
looks like
that.
my computer is acting
Hopefully, I'm
up.
not freezing. There you go. Okay. All right. So I want you to, yeah. So just that can be your next work is playing with that doable hunger piece at lunch to figure out, or meal two, whatever it is, to figure out what's next. Be willing to get it wrong. Be willing to, I don't know, have a tiny snack at like 4 or something like that. That's what I want you to think through is what do I need to do?
Right. Okay, this one's doable.
Nobody else has their hand raised. Is there anything else you wanted to talk through while you're here?
Just like I just want to like commend this program because it also helps so much in my career life so much as well. So I do reselling like I on eBay and all those Poshmark, all that kind of stuff. So I amassed because I've been doing this for the past few years and went full time in 2023, left my 20-year career in corporate America for this and to be home with my daughter. And as a result, I amassed quite a lot of stuff over the past few years. And I've learn to be like more authentic with myself and out there. Like I do TikToks and stuff like that with my reselling, which is really fun. But I'm showing people like this is like the real side. So I had a huge yard sale this past weekend, made a lot of money, got rid of a ton of stuff. So it was like weight of like mental weight removed off of my
Amazing.
life as well. So I'm walking into this week feeling really good.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you're so right. How we do one thing is how we can do everything. So I found it a lot with people that it can be the other way around. They're like, I'm great at my job, but like in my personal life, well, you know, it's like, well, what are you good at your job? How do you do things there? And then we want to just translate it over. So it's a really great point. It can go either way. As you get good at things and questioning and challenging yourself in weight loss and your weight loss journey, you can take it over to anything else or vice versa. So, what a great point. I'm so glad you shared. All
I don't
right.
have any other pain points that I'm aware of.
Well, and
That's
if they
just been
come up,
pretty
then
much.
I'll see you on the next call. I'll be here next Tuesday as well for the body image and sex call. So, you know,
Yeah,
I'll.
might pop in. All
Okay. It was great to
right.
see you again. Thank you
Great.
so
Thank you.
much for
Thank
the
you.
update.
I
Okay.
appreciate you. Have a good
Take
one.
care. All right. There we go. That was so great. Everybody, thank you so much to Carly for coming back with her data. So if you missed last month's call, go back and listen to that because then you'll see what it was she was coming back here to update us all about and see, look at the amazing growth. She figured out how to get that scale to move, what it was that it was going to take. I have Steph is going, got her hand raised. I'm going to promote you, Steph. And then question in the Q&A. During the challenge, if we get tired of the food we choose, is that mission accomplished or should we also have a plan B? I think have a plan B because I'm curious. What does get tired mean? It might be something to journal on. Am I tired? Am I not? All right. Hello, Steph.
Hi.
That's,
Can
how
you
are
hear
you?
me okay?
I can. Can everybody hear
Perfect.
me? I think you're
This
good.
is my first time being coached, so I feel like that old, radio show, like long time listener, first time
Yeah.
caller.
I love that. I love that. Well, that was Carly last month. So last month was her first time. So I don't know, maybe I'll get you on here next month with some follow-up. Let's see what's going on for you.
I hope so. So I joined an OBS in December of 24,
Okay.
and I had, some initial growing pains. And then I got on a really nice 3 month pattern of, losing between 2 to 3 pounds each month. So I was like, this is great. We got this. And then for August and September, I maintained. And so, I didn't really love that. So I said, well, for October, I'll be damned if I don't lose. And
Okay.
so I find myself, really vacillating between being reasonable and being like, okay, so let's look at the doable hunger chart. Now you're stopping at enough and doing reasonable things to, I don't care if you're hungry, it's bedtime. And you know what? You need to go to bed hungry every once in a while. And you ate a muffin. And why would you eat a muffin? And you want things to be different. And then I'm like, no, that's not the way. So it's like, I'm just going back and forth between this calm and panic. And so that's what I think I need the most help with, is how to get myself into a productive state.
Okay. So it, yeah, right now it does sound like, when Corinne talks about the ping-ponging your thoughts back and forth, to me it does. It sounds like you're like two competitors are actually ping-ponging their this back and forth kind of aggressively, right? Like an aggressive match. And we want to tone that down a bit because we can also do it in a nice way of, yeah, you know what? It really is okay to go to bed hungry sometimes. You're probably going to be okay. It sounds to me like you're talking about how do I bring in some compassion and some care, and it's not like a punishment. It's a doable, right? That's really where we brought the why we brought the word doable into the program was but because we really want to talk about what is doable. It's not always going to be the same. So kind of like what I was talking to Carly about her when what she eats for lunch compared to the dinner that's at a fixed time that she wants to be hungry for, it's that doable. The reason I bring that up for you for nighttime eating is I've had that thought too, where I wake up in the night and I'm hungry, and I think the thought that comes to my mind is if I was asleep, I'd be sleeping and I'd be fine. Just because I woke
Right.
up doesn't mean I need to eat. I just need to go back to sleep because if I hadn't woken up, I'd be just fine right now. So, so it really is just how you talk to yourself. It makes sense to me what you said about how it's gotten to this calm and panic ping pong when you said, I'll be damned if I won't lose weight this month. It's like you put the gauntlet down and it's like, okay, that's it. This is happening.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if that's the sentence you could work on. How do I shift that a bit so it's more productive for me? What do you think it
And
would be different for you if you've lost the
so when I was doing well, when I lost the 3 consecutive months in a row, I did have a mindset shift. And it was my old accountability partner. She was always saying to me, you really get focused on end of week, end of month, end of quarter. She's like, just focus on today. And when I started doing that, I even had it as a screenshot on my phone, like the backdrop, whatever you call it, just win the day. And when I started focusing on that and started focusing on the process and not, okay, tomorrow's my weigh-in day and what's it going to say? And I did start getting the better results. So I do know that that is a key factor, is not getting so ahead of myself like I am today. Like it's October 15th. This is going to be another month. It's going to be another month where it's, and then I start getting like, you know, I'll weigh my, like, I weigh myself every morning and put it into Happy Scale, and I go off the data and the trends, and I find that very helpful. But now I've gotten into the habit of weighing myself at night, either before or after dinner, and I know pretty much if I deduct 2 pounds from that, that's going to be my morning weigh-in weight, and it's pretty accurate. But now I'm making choices based on that, and so I'm like, I'm a little hungry right now, but it's nighttime and I'm looking at this, and if I do, and I know that's, I'm just getting into this place, I forget what, you know, Corinne calls it, but with my food choices and the scale, where I'm like, you know, bastardizing the program or whatever, you know, where it's like, okay, I'm gonna sprinkle a little no BS over here, but what I'm really gonna do is restrict until I can't take it anymore and let the scale take the wheel, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. The scale's in charge. The
Yes.
scale is in charge. Does your scale have a name? Like, this scale is running your life right now.
Yes, very much so.
So the question is that worth it?
No. And I have to come up with other ways to, you know, celebrate things in the program. Like, I was not much of a planner until September when we started posting in the Facebook group. And I think I've only, between, you know, September 1st or 2nd when that started till now, I've only missed a few days. So I'm like, that's really great. Like, you've learned a new skill, you've become a planner, but nothing seems to trump the scale. You know what I mean? It's like, that's all fine and well, but, you know, and it's like, it, in taking measurements and before and after photos, it is too slow for me. Like, I was taking before and after pictures with this pair of jeans I had in my closet, and, you know, I couldn't button it up.
If you're looking for hourly reassurance.
Well, no. Like, I, you know, they wouldn't fit in December.
Yeah.
And they finally fit in September. So that was great. But I think, you know, taking a picture of yourself in jeans that don't fit once a month for 9 months, it's not very, so I don't want to put so much,
like,
you
a
know,
shame. That's like a shame.
Yeah. I'm like, these freaking jeans, man.
Yeah.
So I do think I need some ways to celebrate, you know, progress in the program that aren't scale related, but that aren't super, super slow, like, you know, the measurements and clothes that now fit and things like that.
How about tracking doable hunger and working on, you know, your numbers around that?
Yeah, so I do check it off the boxes in the 24-hour planner. What I do is I have it up as a web page on my laptop. So it's like,
okay.
Yeah, I work from home, so I'm just like, oh, you know, time to eat this. I also use the app called 8, which is a photo journal of your food.
Okay.
I do that instead of my Fitness Pal, just to kind of avoid, like, getting too heavily focused on, like, the calories and stuff like that. So
okay.
I haven't figured out a good way, and maybe someone here has and can help me, to come up with, you know, the percentages of hunger and enough. I was in a similar program that had an app that did it for you, and I think I got a little spoiled looking at, you know, this monthly chart of all of my bubbles filled in or not filled in, and it would just tell me, like, oh, okay, this, I was at 32%, or
yes. Well, you, so that's math. You got to, when you check off the things, you've got a number out of 4 for each one. You add it up for the week, you got a number out of 28. Right? So then that tells you what my percentage is.
Yeah. I don't know if people use Excel or what they kind of do just to kind of keep it running.
There are actually a bunch of different, yeah, there are people that do use Excel that can do that, that can track it. I'm wondering if somebody in the Digital Divas group might have it.
Oh, that's a great thought. I didn't even think
yeah,
to take it there.
there might be somebody there if you're looking for something where I just plug it in and it spits out a number. But it also might not be that hard. I don't know if you use Excel, if you know, would know how to do it, but I know one person that made one that put ones and zeros in it. But so looking for some recognition, for some way to feel like you're making progress. Is that what you're looking for?
I think it would be helpful because I know that this is a long process and it's not linear. And I may come to find that I'm going to have these months where I lose and I feel good and these months where I maintain and then boom, here comes the swoosh. Like, I don't know what I don't know. I do know that I did not get to be 50 pounds overweight overnight, so it's not going to come off overnight. And there's a reason why I'm doing this program instead of something else. So I think, yeah, I'm not giving up. There's absolutely no thought whatsoever of, well, this doesn't work. Nope. This is it. This is the answer. So if, however long it takes is how long it takes, but something to kind of get you through those humps where you can say, hey, yeah, you're still making progress, you're still doing well, and the scale will catch up when she catches up, without creating this, internal panic of, no, I need to do something drastic, or no, this is all your fault because you've been allowing yourself to have a muffin once a week. How dare you?
Right. So what you just said is exactly what you could be doing. And if you're, are you doing a your planner digitally as well? Like, is that what's on the computer, what you actually plan for your meals?
It is. Yeah, I
Okay.
just have the worksheet right off the resource page, and just every morning I create my plan, and then as I'm eating, I check off the boxes. And
Okay.
then at the end of the day, I kind of just take a quick look to see how I did. I'm definitely not stopping out enough as often as I used to be. I just know that right off the bat.
So, are you keeping a copy of them, or are you replacing it every day?
So I do take a screenshot of it every day and I keep it in a folder.
Okay.
I have my own like desktop folder for my no BS stuff, and I have my daily plans and my weekly weigh-in worksheets.
Okay.
So
What about putting a habit tracker on your screen as well, like the monthly habit tracker?
yeah,
Because
that's a good idea. I can.
then, as you do the day, when you put it, move it to the folder, you easily just mark it off on the habit tracker. Sometimes that's what makes that hard for people, is that it's not in the same place and they're kind of juggling from here to there and they forget to do it and this and that. But if it's right there on the screen with you, that might make that super easy to track it so that you would be able to come up with monthly percentages.
I'm gonna do that. Is that a worksheet that's on the resource page?
I believe so,
Okay.
yes.
I'm gonna find that.
If you don't find it or have any trouble finding it, just email into support at pnptribe.com
All
and
right.
we'll make sure to find it.
I think that's one easy, doable thing I can start with and say, okay, let's add to this, and then I can
And
see how that goes.
I would be putting typing at the very top or putting at the very top of your planner page. Hey, yeah. You are making progress. Period.
Yeah, full stop.
Full stop. Full stop. You are making progress. Because it sounds to me like your brain just needs to hear it. It is so ready with, oh, it's all your fault. Oh, just go check with the scale. Let's find out what it thinks. Like, no, you just want to remind yourself on a daily basis. You are making progress.
Yeah, thank you. I'm notoriously bad at giving myself grace and very good at being self-critical. So I have started the relationship course and working on my relationship with myself because I know the story that I'm telling is half the problem right there. And thank you,
Yeah.
Carly. I saw that you sent over the link for the habit tracker. So I will pull that up and I am committing here and now to reporting back. So
Excellent.
thank
And I
you.
do, what I really want you working on is that story you're telling yourself. It's huge, the impact it has. And so I want you making sure that you are ping-ponging what's going on with that. And then find out mathematically for sure if stopping it enough is the next thing to work on for you. I think right now it's the self-talk and it's the just tracking it. But then in the future, it's trying to experiment with the stopping it enough could be very useful.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Steph. I'll see you next month.
Yes, thank
Okay.
you.
All right. I will move you back down. All right. Nobody else has their hand raised. So let's see. There is a question here. I'm new to the program. I work in healthcare and have certain times that I can eat. I'm not always hungry in the morning, but I might not get a chance to eat until lunch. And then I'm too hungry. Would you still recommend that I eat breakfast anyways? This is going to be for you one of those things that you're going to play with, I'll say. What I would recommend is, what about starting with a smaller breakfast, maybe, less than what you would normally eat? Because you're saying to me here that you're not really that hungry. So maybe having a little bit less. But then on the other hand, anytime you find yourself too hungry, and this is great advice for anybody. If you find yourself too hungry, it is a call to slow down. It is a call to slow down. Give yourself space to pay attention. Your body is going to want you to eat super fast, super fast. And we know what's going to happen, that you're going to then just be overeating likely because you're not going to be paying attention to what's enough for right now. We have this like buildup of what your brain thinks it needs. So it's going to be more like panicky almost, sort of like what Steph said about her chatter. So I want you to be thinking about that. There's no right or wrong. There's just sort of managing your mind. Yeah, Janet says it's so hard to stop it enough when you're over hungry. Well, it isn't actually that much harder. It's just you're not listening. We're so caught up listening to the I'm hungry thoughts that we don't give ourselves space and time for the, oh, maybe that's enough thought to come in. So that's why I say slow down. Maybe have a couple bites and then wait. Remind yourself that you're actually okay, right? Like no matter how hungry you are, you're actually okay, right? People on Survivor Island are surviving just fine. I do think it's why maybe they shortened it from being like over 30 something days to like less than that. But you're going to be okay. Make sure you're drinking your water. Make sure that you're not ignoring your needs. But if you get to the point, like I'm really hungry right now, I'll tell you all that. Because I had to make a decision. For me, this call started at 6 o'clock. Was I going to eat beforehand or was I going to eat afterwards? And I actually put the food in the oven. So my husband's out there eating, but I put the food in the oven thinking, oh, I'm going to eat before. I was like, I'm not really that hungry. So I think I could wait. And so that's what I did, right? So, but I'm hungry right now, but I'm probably going to do that same process. Go out there. Take my time because very much like Steph talked about the scale being in charge, I've decided that my hunger is not in charge. It's telling me it needs food, and I'm letting it know you will get food in about 25, 30 minutes, and it will be okay. So it's kind of, it's a matter of the way you talk to yourself about it so that you can kind of talk yourself down off the ledge of how hungry you are, right? We are in control of how we behave and whether or not we eat super fast if we give ourselves permission to slow down, take our time, and have a little bit of food. Yeah, Carly says, I love that. My hunger is not in charge. No, it is not, right? It's okay. So hope that helps you. Another question. And if anybody else wants to raise their hand, there still is time. Otherwise, we'll just finish off early and I'll get to go eat. There you go. This one says heading to in 2 weeks vacation in Vegas. Heading in a 2 week vacation in Vegas. Oh, I love that. Low key, but tons of food choices. How do I plan? How can I help from being distracted by the choices and the volume? Paying attention to enough signals may get drowned out. Well, I know Vegas is loud and crazy, but No, you can still listen to your hunger and not enough. Very much so. And maybe this is a bad example, but like you're spending, you're going to have a certain amount of money that you're going to spend. Yes, you have credit cards. You can run up your credit cards if you want, but then you're going to go home in debt. So you got to decide. Same way with your spending when you're there. Like if you're going to be gambling or whatever, do I want to be overspending? Do I want to be overeating? Just because there's choices, none of it's free. So think of it that way first. But as far as planning goes, how to plan on a vacation, think it through. You can choose. Am I going to have a protocol? If you haven't seen that on the website, you can make a vacation protocol. There's a worksheet for that as well. And I think it's on the helpful worksheets page, if I'm not mistaken, the same page that Carly posted earlier. And you get to decide, are there things you're going to have or not have? Like Vegas, one of the things that's kind of that they have there is they'll have places that serve these enormous slushies in these like fancy cups and stuff, but they're going to cost you like $40 or so for one drink. But you get to, is that something that you're going to want to have? Is it worth it to you? Or can you decide, look, I can get a slushie anytime I want. Do I really need to carry around this huge cup? Is that something I really want? I've been to Vegas, I don't know, probably 12 or 14 or something like that times. And I've gotten one of those things once. Every other time, I'm like, no. And that was years ago. So just like you're going to make choices about everything else, nobody is going to chain you to a table and make you eat. Yes, candy, but Fat Tuesday refill cups. Yes. So if something like that is a choice you want to make, you get to make the choice. The big thing is, to work on not being helpless. How do I plan for this? You may not know what you're going to eat. So what I would plan is sort of basically like, okay, I'm going to follow doable hunger. Do I need to focus on getting some vegetables in today? How's my body feeling? Like, that's what you want to think about. If you're going to be drinking, what's your protocol for that? Will it be, for me, it's typically in Vegas, I try not to drink till at least like dinner time, so that because we're walking so much and going everywhere. And I don't know what it is. My husband can drink and walk all the time. I can't. I don't, it's like, no, it's in my way. It's a distraction. It's kind of funny. I'm like, I don't want to be drinking and walking. If I'm going to drink, I want to sit down and enjoy it. So that's the part you get to pay attention to. If anybody else has any other Vegas tips, I would just remind yourself it's really the same as anywhere else. You still have you. You still have your brain. You've got your hands. You've got your mouth. There literally is nobody shoving food down your throat. Pay attention to what feels good in my body. What do I need? All right. Well, anybody have any more questions or want to raise your hand for some coaching? Free coaching here. Free coaching here. And other than that, everybody is ready with for their candy challenge. I'm excited to be sharing that with everybody starting on Monday. I am going to go plan what it is I'm going to have. Like I said, I think it might be brownies. I do really like them, but same as y'all, I don't know that I could eat them. And Vegas is expensive. It's better to get alcohol elsewhere. And Carly suggested she's going to do wine and get those little airplane bottles. Sophie says, does it truly need to be every day the same food? Well, that's kind of the idea. The idea of the candy challenge is to really see how much you like something that you think you like, and to see if I have, like, how do I portion something out? How much of it do I want? How much do I enjoy it? Pay attention to what's coming up in your mind. So that's something. Oh, what is the candy challenge? Yes, so that's the candy challenge. It was in your newsletter, and Corinne did a live on it about it in Facebook, and we also posted that on the website. So we want it's the idea is to get in touch with, do I really like the foods that I'm eating and that I think I love? What are those foods that you think are, something that you have little control over? Doing it as a candy challenge because, it's Halloween coming up in 2 weeks. So there's lots of candies around that people seem to think are like huge deals. And we want to normalize it a little bit and get in touch with what's really important to us, what really feels good in our body, and be really honest. Hear what comes up in your brain about doing it. Your brain maybe, it sounds like for some of you, it's already doing it and saying, I don't want to eat this every single day. That's the shit you want to be paying attention to, right? So I really want you to be thinking that through. And I love it, Wendy, that you've been already bought some for this challenge. Oh, and you ate it? Wait a minute. That's not what I was reading. Okay. I want you, Wendy, to either raise your hand or write and ask coaches and let us know what happened. Why did you eat it? Why was it not saved for what you wanted to do? What was it about? What was that candy saying, right? Steph has a scale who that, is in control. I want to know why that candy was in control of your choices. So, all right, let's see. Oh, Andrea has now raised her hand. So I will take Andrea up. And then there's a couple quick questions here. It looks like the Habit Tracker is one app people use. Are there other apps you recommend? The one, no, I don't really use one consistently. Oh, Andrea, if you can try to unmute and start your video. The Happy Scale app is the one app that I use consistently. I don't know if anybody else has any habit tracking apps that they recommend. Habit Share, yeah, that's one that's good. Hello, Andrea, can you unmute?
Yes.
There we go. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thank you. All right, so what'd you raise your hand for? Let's hear it.
Because I've never been coached before, I've never reached out to ask coaches before, and I just happened upon this call and I was like wavering, do I, don't I? And here I am.
And you did it.
I
That's
appreciate it.
awesome. Good for you.
Yeah,
Okay.
so and I'm hiding in our shed from our children. So,
Oh, this isn't the sex call. You don't have to hide. No, I'm just kidding. So how can I
no,
help?
but okay. So I've been kind of bouncing between 175 and 180 now for about a year. I really started with the no BS, like all the things, like last year in May. Got down to like 175 from 190, and then I had subacute thyroiditis,
Okay.
where my hormones went all wacky and like my appetite, it was just a nightmare. So I just had to get through that. I got through that, got to January, kind of had bumped back up to like 180. So was slowly doing the things, got down to like 175 right before I went on a trip to Germany. Managed to maintain through the whole vacation, like 2 weeks there. But then it's like my weight just kind of hovered there around 175, 178. And now it's kind of like creeping back up towards like 180, 181. And I'm just like, here we are a whole year later, and I'm
Fucking
still
around
there.
with the same 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
All
that's why
right.
this call is very apt for me. And I would
Yes.
like to get
Okay.
down to like 160 or 165 as like an ultimate.
Okay. So,
And
what do you think 160U is doing that you today are not?
oh, that's a great question. I know I struggle the most like on the days that I work. When I get home from work, like even if I like plan food, like I eat and I just want to keep eating, and then I'm trying to cook dinner and then I'm like eating while I'm like cooking and A lot of it is, sometimes I am hungry, but I've tried eating a snack before I go home, like to see if that helps. And I think it's more of an emotional thing or like a decompression thing that I've now just in the habit of years, you know what I mean, of being that way. Because it doesn't really matter what time I get home from work. So,
How much decompression time are you spending during the day?
probably zero.
So that may be a place to start. Because, I mean, that's so we can talk about what to do for transitions, and that's definitely a thing. Taking a few minutes for yourself to try to decompress, but also, if you're doing it throughout the day, it's not going to build up to the point where you need such a decompression at the end, too.
I haven't figured out how to do that, I guess, or how to figure that in. You know what I mean? It's like I get up and it's like get the kids up, you know what I mean? Get them on the bus, then I'm getting myself in the car and I get to work, and work is very kind of high stress, like, you know what I mean? People asking you questions like all day long, you know what I mean? Talking to people. I have 30 minutes in the car on the way home, so that would probably be the best time. But then at that time I'm usually trying to like sort through, did I get everything done at work that I could get done? You know what I mean? What do the kids have going on? And by the time I get home, then the kids are there and they're all like, mom, 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 mom. And there are five of them. So like, until you're trying to give everybody attention, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I
And
get
you get
overwhelmed.
zero.
And then it's like, get them to where they're going and then cooking dinner, you know what I mean? And then it's either sports activities, bedtime, getting them in bed, then showering, you know what I mean? And then it's like, and then you got time to talk to your husband. You got to talk to your husband, and then you fall asleep.
Okay. So how does your day end at work?
Usually, me rushing, trying to get through all my callbacks or typing up notes before I have to rush to my car to either pick up my daughter from daycare or run home to pick up a kid to go somewhere.
Okay. And how do you know where everybody's going at night?
We have like a skylight calendar, so like a family online calendar that you can access from anywhere. But it's
Okay.
all just in my head of like, okay, so and so's got this, so and so's got this. You know what I mean? I got to do that, pick up them, run here, run there, and
And
then
when
get
do you check
home.
in with them?
I mean, mostly I just keep it all in my mind and I double check myself with the calendar.
Okay. So before you leave work, do you double check the calendar?
I don't usually have to, I guess.
Could you? Because what you said to me is in my 30-minute drive, I'm thinking through, okay, who's got what? What am I doing? What do I have to do next? Did I get everything done at work? I'm looking for you to let go of that. Because you've got 30 glorious minutes in the car.
I know. Well, if I don't have my daughter in the car from picking her up from daycare. That's only one day, but I only work three, but so the other 2 days. I got 2 days.
Okay. So, 2 of the days, you could have 30 glorious minutes in the car. And then, what do you do the rest of the week? You have the one day where you have to pick the child up. What do you do the other days?
Well, the one day I have off, my daughter's in preschool, so I'm usually doing all the errands that you can do child-free while she's in preschool, and then she and I hang out. And then the next day, me and my toddler hang out and get whatever done we didn't get done the day before.
Okay. And then the weekend.
Weekends, sometimes I work on Saturday. Otherwise, it's usually sporting events and catching up on housework, laundry, cleaning that I couldn't get done during the week.
Okay. How often do you weigh yourself?
It varies. I've tried once a week. I've done every day.
Well, what are you doing now?
Right now, avoiding,
Okay.
honestly, because
Okay. Yes, it totally
it
makes
just makes
sense.
me sad.
Okay. So the scale's job, the scale honestly, it can't make us feel. It's all these thoughts. It's the story you're telling yourself about it. What's that story sound like? I want you to think about what that story sounds like and question, is it actually true? I'm not sure. I have frozen, or if you have.
Definitely relate when other people talk about the scale and how it makes, you know, them feel as far as like says I'm still here and I can hear you. So
okay.
So I'm I mean right now the story is that, you know, it's kind of like, well, you're failing. Like, what are you missing? What could, you know, what could, should you be doing differently? Why is it so hard?
Okay. So I'm just going to offer to you, because I can see this feels very emotional for you right now, that the scale's just wrong. All of that is just, it's one of those fables. It's there to teach us a lesson about something. It's alerting you to that you have goals that you want to go after. But it's just a number. Your brain just knows that you want more from you. And the more from you really is finding some time for yourself to decompress so that we're not just shoving food in our mouth to shut our brains up. It sounds to me like you've organized your life in a way where you are working very hard at taking care of your family.
Yeah, it's the, I always tell people I feel like a general in the army. You know what I mean? Making sure that like everybody is getting where they need to go and everything is getting done that needs done. And yeah.
Except what?
Except taking care of myself.
Yeah. Well, and in some way, you're taking care of your need to be the general in the army. You have five children. If somebody didn't take the role of the general, what would be happening?
It would be chaos.
Yeah.
I mean, it is organized chaos a lot of times, but it would be more chaos.
Yeah. I only have three children, and one of them still remembers to this day at 28 and doesn't hesitate to bring it up the two times we didn't pick her up on time, that we forgot her. We didn't forget her, we just went to the wrong places. I mean, like, you know, it's hard. Okay, wait, I thought she was at the arena. No, she's at dance. Oops, okay. We were like,
yeah, I thought it ended at 4:30, not 4:15. Like,
right? Yeah, the time we left them at soccer because we went grocery shopping. We didn't know a storm was coming and they were going to call it halfway through. Like,
right?
We were in the middle of the store. We had no idea, right? So it's, yes, remind yourself on one hand, that is something you're doing for you. You're taking charge of this family and that, you know, isn't a small feat. So, what do you do with when one of the kids gets mouthy with you or demanding or talks back?
They don't really.
Why not?
I don't know, 'cause probably if they start to, I'd probably give them a look like, you're really going to go that route?
Okay. That is the same look I want you to give that damn scale. the next time you get on it. You let it know. No, you are just giving me a number. That's it. Anything else that comes to your mind, I want you to give it that look and say, no. You know that you've, I'm sure you know it. The look you can give one of your kids across the room when they're about to do something and you're like, really? And they stop. That is it that I want you giving yourself if those thoughts try to come into your head.
That sounds good. I like that idea.
The problem with avoiding the scale is we're only avoiding it because we think it's going to chirp off about us being a failure. Fuck that. No, you're not a failure. You just haven't figured it out yet exactly how to get the scale moving. You saw, were you here when Carly was on the call, the first caller today? Carly was up here. She was reporting back on her data from being on with me last month. She started to figure out how to get the scale moving. So that's what I want for you. Now, you identified one part, which is at night when you're getting dinner ready and dinner going for the kids, that you're eating during that time and you feel like you just want to keep eating all night.
No, usually after dinner, I don't really want to eat anymore. That's not usually problematic. It's just like, I just keep like snacking from the time I get home. You know what I mean? Or sometimes it's like, if you have to run somewhere and you watch a sporting event, you know what I mean? By the time you get home, you're like really hungry. Sometimes it's because I feel like I don't know when I'm going to have time to eat. You know what I mean? So my body's
Yes.
like, well, you better eat now because like, I don't know when you're going to eat.
Okay. And so is that true?
Obviously, I will have time to eat at some point. I mean, logically speaking.
Okay. So logically, so that's what I want you to ping pong that with. Wait, when am I going to eat? Think through the schedule, figure it out and say, no, this is when I can eat. If you're hungry, eat. Right? Like that's the piece. It's all about doable. What's doable? If you're hungry, I want you to eat. If you're not hungry, I want you to wait. I want you to have some water. And then I want you to experiment and see, do I need to take a snack with me then? If I'm not going to get time to eat now and I'm going to be going from here to there to here to there, right? I want you to just start experimenting and be the general there too, in a way, right? Like if your kids, one of them came home and said, well, I don't know when dance class is, you're going to be like, I'm going to tell you when dance class is. It's when you get in the car and that's when I'm taking you. Like, don't worry, I got this figured out. Your body is saying, I don't know when we're going to eat. Well, let it know. Here's the calendar. Here's the schedule for tonight. Here's when I'm probably going to get time to eat.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's that ping ponging. It's that, it's okay. You know, I think sometimes what happens is we have these thoughts and think, I shouldn't have these thoughts. No, it probably makes sense you have these thoughts that life is a bit chaotic sometimes or whatever it is that's going through your mind. It probably is. Right? Like it's not that I expect you to come home and think, oh, it's easy peasy to get everybody dinner and all that. It's also okay if it's not. It's how we respond or react to those things that creates our experience in life. It's not that they happen.
I can definitely work on recognizing those thoughts, I guess.
I think you're partway there already because you're doing it. I think it's just we're kind of going, I guess I should eat then. Or I'm going to think shitty things if I get on the scale. Okay, I'm not getting on the scale. Like, you know, and it sounds to me like this 30 minutes in the car that could be your 30 glorious minutes. We're busy ruminating on things. So that's where I said to you, like right before you get in the car, before you leave, wherever you are, check the calendar. Okay, I know what everything is happening. I don't need to spend 30 minutes in the car now thinking it through.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about work, are you going to do anything about it at night?
Probably not.
Then there's a good idea. Let that go too. Look, I'm not going to do anything about it tonight. So how about I wait till I get in the next morning and then I'll deal with it? Okay, so there's some things for you to be working on. Fact check yourself. Is this true? And then watch this back, make some notes and, plan for yourself to find some time to take care of you. Don't forget that you're in this army too, even if you're
Thank
just
you.
general. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for raising your hand. Would love to see you next time and with an update.
I will do my best to be there.
Okay. Sounds
Thank
good.
you.
Take care. Well, that was great having two people up who have never been coached before on a call. Amazing. A question here. I ate breakfast between 6:30 and I'm a teacher and do not have breakfast. No, and do not have a break until 12:30. And I'm starved and I need help with suggestions to help with this. So suggestions that I would have for this are pay attention to what you're eating at 6:30. I think you were saying between 6:30 and something else, but that's okay. When you eat, pay attention to what you're eating, because if it's at 6:30 and you're not eating till 12:30, that's 6 hours later. So you are going to want to pay attention to making sure that you're getting some decent food, some protein, some carbs probably to help you through that whole time. And then also really question, am I sure there's no other time that I could pop something in my mouth? Can I drink some water? Just experiment with what can help you get through all of that. Okay. All right. I see, Jean, you have your hand up here, but we are well over time. So I'm going to have to ask you to please come back to the next call and raise your hand. I would love to chat with you on screen and do some coaching. That would be amazing. So, everybody, I look forward to seeing you on Facebook with all of our updates on all these candy challenge. Like I said, I will be here again with you on Tuesday night doing the body image and sex call. So, feel free to come and raise your hand then. All right. It was great to see you all. Take care, everybody.